Back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, you're looking at the fight over the COVID relief bill, $1.9 trillion. No Republicans are going to vote for it. They wanted $600 billion, which in present dollars doesn't begin to sustain the economy until the vaccine's kicked in and we can start reopening probably later this summer, early fall. We'll pass it anyway. We have 50 Democratic votes. And then Kamala Harris will break the tie. This is called budget reconciliation. It's an exception. It's an exception to the filibuster. It's called the Senator Byrd bill. It goes back to the 70s. They made an exception to the filibuster that in a budget bill, it only requires a simple majority, because otherwise you might never pass a budget. And there's a strange anomaly this year that will benefit us. And I'm going to tell you what it is and how it will benefit us. This year, for reasons that will take a long time to discuss, there are going to be two budgets, two opportunities at budget reconciliation. One of them, they're burning on the COVID bill. They have to do it, $1.9 trillion. Otherwise, it would never get passed. Republicans attacked the bailout bill under Obama and Biden back in 2009 and 10 that saved this country from depression, bailed out the investment banks, bailed out the automobile industry, bailed out jobs, UAW jobs, got us back on track to the greatest surge of economic prosperity in the history of the United States. Stock market basically starting in March 2009 to the present, the strongest it's ever been in history, and unemployment up to the COVID. Now, what are we going to use for the other budget reconciliation? What are we going to use for it? It has to be related to finances and budget. And Biden has determined and told Schumer and Pelosi, I mean, Pelosi in the House doesn't have this problem. She can just use simple majority anyway. No filibuster in the House, but Schumer, we're going to use it on an infrastructure bill. It's going to be a massive infrastructure bill. Everybody has talked forever about infrastructure, right? Infrastructure, roads, bridges, airports, everything having to do with the infrastructure of this country. It'll be a several trillion dollar bill. It's going to be passed through budget reconciliation. And if you think the long knives were out on the COVID relief bill, stand by. We're going to the line. Slammer of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Slammer?
Good morning, Matt. I'm going back to that Calgo train because at the time I was interested in it, and I got in touch with a gal by the name of Nora Friend from Calgo, and I got the story on that whole thing. I just revisited that while we were talking, while you were speaking, and we had a $59 million obligation that we wound up paying, and basically what we got out of it was the trains were put into storage. Some point in time, they wound up having a difficulty out in the Northwest with a derailment. I don't know if the trains ever made it back out there, but I guess my question is, you know, we're talking about infrastructure improvements and money being put into revitalizing our economy post-COVID. And I just wonder if with a Democratic governor in the state of Wisconsin, we couldn't revisit that with the Biden administration and actually get that train back up through, you know, as previously planned, especially if it's still available and it's ours, technically. I mean, we'd have to pay something out again to them to restore the train, get it into our possession. But it was actually built at that Tower Automotive facility. I had a brother-in-law who was busy working on that when it was being put up. So the train exists, it's somewhere. Why don't we look at that?
That's a good idea. You know, the idea that occurs to me based on what you're saying is there's the train, there's also the Medicaid money, the billion that Walker turned down for Medicaid money. He turned down $2 billion, what he did, of our federal tax dollars. And I think what would have to happen, Slammer, I'd support that 100%. What happened to happen is two things. One is it would have to be that the governor could do that by executive order, because Voss is a vandal. He is essentially a financial vampire, and he will hover and destroy anything that benefits the state of Wisconsin. So will his party. They are a vandal party, and they are incompetent at handling taxpayer money. The Republican Party is incompetent at handling taxpayer money. So it would have to be where Evers goes to Washington and meets with his cabinet, with Biden's cabinet, and then with Biden, and Biden would say, okay, you're going to get $1 billion for Medicaid, and you're going to get $1 billion in train. But the problem before was Walker was the governor and stopped it. And frankly, they had a majority, a gerrymandered majority in the assembly and in the state Senate. So there are two things that would have to happen. One thing would be, we do have a Democratic governor, is that Evers would have to lobby for that very, very hard. And secondly, I think Biden would be very receptive to that. And if he's going to put up a several trillion dollar infrastructure bill, the train is an obvious, frankly, small component of that. We were promised it anyway. But secondly, Medicaid. Why should Walker turn down $1 billion in Medicaid and then fund it through tax dollars? So we lost twice. We lost return of our federal tax dollars to pay for it. Then we paid for it out of our state tax dollars. And then they passed the manufacturer's exemption, so that anybody who owns a manufacturing company, whether or not they've created any more jobs at all, pays no income tax, promised Foxconn $4.5 billion, and then they go, oh, we have budget problems. Oh, we have budget problems. Yeah, Slammer, thanks a lot. Great, great point. So let me get back to the overall issue. The overall issue is infrastructure. The long knives are going to be out. Every state's going to be out. Schumer, as majority leader, is going to want to snarf some up for his state. Moscow Mitch will want to snarf it up for Kentucky. It's got to be fairly apportioned, because in this state, we have Ron Johnson, who is worthless, absolutely worthless. Ron Johnson, what he's done is betrayed our state. He's betrayed our state. Betrayed our state. Says he doesn't trust the FBI and the CIA. Says he trusted Trump. Falsely said that the attack was done by Antifa and Black Lives Matter people disguised as Trump supporters. That's a complete lie. Falsely said it was an illegitimate election. He's part of the crowd that ginned up the insurrection in the first place. This is the guy. He's no good. And, you know, we should tell Tammy Baldwin to get on the stick and get out there. But basically, this is going to have to be done through the activism of the people in the state and through Evers' office. And he's got to be encouraged to get out there and start lobbying. What do you think? You know, look, if this were fighting Bob La Follette or Pat Lucy or somebody, they'd be out there. It's $2 billion, one for Medicaid, one for trains. Get it back here. I don't care what you call it. Get it back here. But this infrastructure bill is terrific. It will finally build up our infrastructure. Everybody's talked about it. It's going to be very expensive. We're going to do it by budget reconciliation. Remember, Eisenhower did it for highways in the 50s. In the early 50s, if you want to drive from Milwaukee to San Francisco, you went on two-lane roads and it took you days. He built an infrastructure. Franklin Roosevelt built an infrastructure with various job programs. It's about time we did it again. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. She's got a ticket to ride.